What's up, everybody? It's your boy back with another episode of Gym Talk with your boy JT Thompson. It's been a minute, man. You know, I had to get myself all the way right. I've been doing a little bit of moving. I had to get a little new whip, you know, making some upgrades in my life. Nothing major, nothing, you know, spectacular, but just a little something. I hope everybody has been doing all right. I hope everybody is doing the same, you know what I'm saying? Doing some upgrades to their life. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the topic, man. Pretty much, we're just going to call it moving on with your life. Moving on to the future. Simply just moving on, man. If you're currently going through some setbacks, take a minute to breathe. Don't contemplate on what happened, why it happened, how come this is happening to me. Accept where you are, handle it, and move on. That's all you can do. I like to always tell everybody, get you together first. Because before you can take care of anybody else that's around you, meaning your kids, loved ones, you know, maybe you are a person that's in a situation where you got to take care of a parent or a grandparent, or you might, you know, some people out here got kids with special needs or whatnot. Get you together first. Find some time throughout the day to get you together. And you know what I'm about to say, my old remedy, man. Find yourself a good gym, or find yourself a nice little spot in your house. Do some nice little meditation, right? Get your meditation on and get your workout on. Get you together. Get physically fit. It's nothing like a person that's more determined to make things better and make changes in their life when they can get physically fit. It starts with the person getting up in the morning, thanking God for where they at, thanking God for the little bit that they have. Because if you can't be thankful for where you at now, how you gonna be thankful for when the large blessings come? You get what I'm saying? Be thankful for those small blessings now. Get physically fit. You got one temple. You got one body. Get your body together. After you do that, start your transition to moving on. Actually, you can start your transition to moving on while you're getting physically fit. Because in your mind, you should be thinking about those things that you're not trying to go back to. Those things that put you in a position of where you at now. You know, the situations that that you're currently in now. Those are the things that are on your mind when you're working out, when you're hitting squats, when you're hitting those lunges, when you're hitting that chest press, when you're hitting those curls, you know, when you're hitting that leg press, when you're hitting those deadlifts, when you're hitting all those integral body parts, you're starting to think about those things. When you work out, you think about everything that's motivating you to not be back in that predicament, or you're thinking about those goals you want to achieve. You get what I'm saying? You're thinking about how you want to be a better person. How can you elevate yourself to the next level? Moving on with your life. Simply put, just moving on. Nobody wants to stay stagnated on the same level. Everybody wants to get to the next level in life. And after that, they want to see what's beyond that. You get what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Moving on. Getting yourself in preparation, waking up every day, you know, getting your meal prep on. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't have to wake up and get your meal prep on. That should be taken care of on a Sunday. For those who need some quick workout advice, I'm gonna give y'all a little spit right here. On Sundays, you should be meal prepping. After you come home from church or whatever it is that you do Sunday morning, even if it's going to the gym, as soon as you get home, start your meal prep. Hit the grocery store. Get your veggies, right? Get your protein, right? Get your water. Get everything that you need. Whatever you're choosing to do for your diet plan, get that right then. Hit that grocery store. Find those deals. Come home. Start your meal prep right then. You should have everybody know what a meal prep. You should have at least 4 to 5 small meals every day, right? So you should have 5 meals per day stacked in the freezer by the time you get done cooking on a Sunday. It takes no more than 1 hour to prepare a crap load of fish or chicken breasts, or if you're doing lean ground turkey, it takes nothing but 30 minutes to an hour. It don't take all of that. Get your veggies, steam those, put a crap load of veggies together, steam them all, make a stir fry if you need to, and put it all up and have that sitting there waiting on yourself every morning when you give up. Grab those 5 meals, get out the door. You should be the only one at work heating up your food while everybody else hitting Mickey D's and all that. Even though this is not an episode for me talking about diet and hitting the gym and what type of workouts you should be doing. We got those coming. Trust me, they coming. But right now, that's what you should be doing when you're talking about putting yourself in a predicament of moving on. It helps you better yourself. It helps you get yourself together. It helps you get your life in order. When you can wake up in the morning, I got this, I got that, I got my meal prep. Okay, I'm going to hit the gym for a minute, come back, get dressed, boom. You got your order going. You got your regimen going. There it is right there. That's 10% of your day right there. You know what I'm saying? I just want to drop some hot fire for y'all, man. You know, do what you got to do to move on. Don't stay stuck in the past. You know what I'm saying? For those who want to follow me, you can hit me up on Facebook/JT Thompson. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, JT_ThompsonAthletics. All right? Holla at me, man. Don't be afraid to inbox me. You got some questions you want to ask me? Hit me up. It's all good. I'll get back with you. 1.